All right. Hello. Welcome back. We're
Yes.
back. Gladiator 2 spoiler review starting now. If you haven't seen our non-spoiler section, check that out. It's already up. We are now going to dive into spoilers. So spoilers, 3, 2, 1. It's the son of Gladiator. The trailer spoiled the dumb thing. And the movie, it drags it out as if you don't know. It's better if you don't know, but anyway.
Let me start with why it spits on the original.
Yeah.
The ending in number one ends in such a glorious place where they reference it in the movie, right there in the movie, in the sequel. He looks up. I can remember the character, the mom's name, but he looks at her and says, "Lucius is safe. Lucius is safe." The mom grabs her sons and runs out into the hallway. "Lucius, you're not safe." Like 3 seconds later. 3 seconds later. It's not 3 decades later. 3 seconds later. And the thing that drives me nuts about this, the very end of the film, number one, it's got such a hopeful vibe. You're ending on that story and Lisa Gerard note, and his friend is standing in the middle of an empty arena. No violence is happening. It kind of like hints at an era of peace. And he says, I'll see you again, my friend, but not today." You know, like it basically invokes that things are going to get better. None of that's implied by that, by the sequel at all. You just like it kind of like ignores that finale all entirely to take Lucius's hand and run him in the hallway and run, they're gonna kill you. Like it sets up that everything's going wrong right then, right there.
I think, I don't know. Do you think that they should, that realistically they would have had somebody watching the kid at all times and they would have like followed him growing up? Or do you think it's more realistic that they tried and they lost him and then the kid grows up mysteriously far away?
I don't know, but
Because
I
I
guess
just think, I think it's irresponsible. You have the prince and you just, oops, we lost him.
we lost him. Now we lost him. Gonna push him away. But the thing is, like, there was nothing implied by that finale in number one that things were at stake. Anything was at stake. She looked at peace. The mom looked like she was at peace. His friend was in the middle of an empty arena. No violence, nothing. It implied that things were better. It just I feel like it acted like the purpose of a school is not only to improve the first one, but to be a good sequel also. And this does not improve number one. I feel like it just completely stopped number one.
And that's how I felt about Beetlejuice too. Like in both of these, I'm saying it's like a sequel for the sake of a sequel. Joker 2,
But the thing is, Beetlejuice doesn't make number one worse. It doesn't do anything to like it doesn't try to step on the way the first one ended. And if anything, it kind of gave those characters that were the main characters in number one a happy ending. They crossed over. They went to go live a happy life in the afterlife.
So let me ask you this. Can you think of a legacy sequel that does what you're wanting, that does make the original better all these years later?
Man, you're thinking, trying to get me to think offhand.
It's hard. It's hard to think of.
Offhand, I would say like man, Creed. Creed is a great
Win.
film that
You
like
win. That you can't beat that. That's great. That's really good. Really
Creed
good.
actively improves the original Rocky.
I'm amazed. That was great. Creed, I didn't even
Yeah.
think of that, huh? But it's hard. It's hard to think of one, right?
No, I could probably like if I had more time and I wasn't on the spot, I could probably give you a list of ones that actually work, that I actually do work. I
What
mean,
do you think about Blade Runner, maybe? Mad Max?
honestly, Twisters doesn't even do much harm to the original.
No, but
But
it's like a separate movie.
it still keeps everything intact.
But that doesn't make the first one better. That was my question. What makes the first one better?
Well, what I mean is, like, it doesn't step on the legacy at all, and it doesn't actively make the first one worse.
Do no harm.
Twisters does not make the first one worse. You know, and I bet you if they made a sequel, people would still go and watch it, you know? I feel like the end of this actively It just undermines the first movie entirely.
For me, I saw this as like an extra epilogue or like a continuation, because at the end of the movie, it's still building towards this idea of a more perfect Rome, but now his son is the one actively carrying on the mission, which you kind of could have extrapolated that out of the first movie, but the first hour of this one is now a whole extra like roadblock to Lucius becoming the new emperor that you kind of thought he would become after the first movie. So I think you could probably jump from Gladiator 1 to Gladiator 3. Gladiator 3, where he becomes the emperor. And Gladiator 2 is just the story of how we found him again.
Don't put that curse on us. Don't put that
Gladiator
curse
3 is
on us.
coming, dude. If this movie, we're gonna get Beetlejuice 3, Gladiator 3, Twisters 3.
Don't put that curse on me, Ricky Bobby. I'm just saying. The thing is, like, I would appreciate that if it made sense in the moment in the writing, because it doesn't. He dies. Lucius is safe. Grabs his hand. Runs out the home. You're not safe. What is the point of that scene? If he's given her peace, the Lucius is fine. You are fine. You are fine, and your son is fine. They undermine all that in one little blip. In one little blip.
What if he
And
was
it makes no sense.
setting up Gladiator 2, and then she lied to him so that he could die in peace?
No, he says that to her. Like, he is telling her in that moment, your son is safe now. You don't remember that? Like, that's what
I
he's
don't
saying
remember
to
it
her.
clearly, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't asking her. He was telling her, your son is safe.
And then the movie undercuts it because now they're saying that no, he's not safe at all.
No, he's not safe. Like it completely undermines it from A to B.
I see, I see.
Like, he's telling her. Like, he's not asking her. He's telling her.
I understand your frustration.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Like,
Do
that
you
was the
think
whole
maybe
thing.
I'm not as negative on this movie because I don't have the close connection that you have to it? Like, I love the movie, I appreciate it, but I've only seen it 2 times.
Oh, I don't know if it's like a close connection. I don't know if it's a close connection. It's just like that's the writer part of me just like thinks, why did you do that?
Oh,
Like
I
it
mean,
did.
there's so many things in this movie. I'm like, why?
But that's what
Because.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I don't think the because makes sense or is justified in the moment.
And there's a lot of unresolved threads too. What happens to Ravi, the doctor? I liked him, the Indian doctor guy. They just forget about him.
No, he was there at the end.
What is he doing at the end?
You remember, like, he's on the horse, and like when he rides back, Lucius walks up to him on the horse after he kills Denzel's character, and he puts his hand on the nose of the horse that carried the guy. Like that was the final moment that I remember with
So,
him towards the end of the movie.
and
He
what
was
does that
there
mean?
in that
What does that
moment.
mean that he puts his hand on the horse?
I think he was just like paying respect to the horse that carried the Indian man all the way to get help. Like it because if you remember,
And that's the Indian guy's story. That's the doctor's story. That's it.
well, I never said that was a satisfying
Yeah, that's
part.
what I'm saying. Like it, they there's all these
But
like
he was
characters
there
they
at the end.
introduce, and then where do they go? What's the ending?
I mean, you can say that even about the way Denzel died. I thought the way he died was very anticlimactic.
Yeah, it was
Like,
weird, and it reminded me a little bit of Star Wars. Like you have like the secret son who's in hiding, and then they find him out of hiding, and then he goes to fight the evil empire who's taken over, and then he cuts off someone's hand, and then
yeah.
yeah.
Cuts his hand off, slices him, and then he like sinks in the water. And I'll be honest, I was sitting there waiting for him to get up and do one more thing. I was like, he's gonna jump out of there any minute and try to kill Lucian. And honestly, I was like, maybe it's just me, but I was waiting for Denzel's training day moment in that scene. You know, I guess King Kong ain't got nothing on me moment, right? Where he just like get where you give Denzel something to work with, like dialogue wise, right there in the finale. But I never felt it. When Denzel died, I didn't care.
He like we said, his character was kind of like weird throughout
Kind
the
of bizarre. It was
yeah.
kind of a bizarre story arc. Yeah.
I think if you like set it out on paper, there's a way for that it makes sense linearly. But in the movie, like you're trying to figure out who he is and what his motivations are. There's too many moving pieces. And then by the time it clicks into place, you're like, how did we get here? Huh? It's like when they were writing, they didn't know. They were making it up as they were writing the movie. That's what it feels like.
It does feel that way. And like I said, I do appreciate the fact that it's not another what's the name of the bad guy in the first one? It kind of subverts the Caesar like being the villain arc. You know, it kind of subverts it because you remember in number one, the good guy, well, the guy that was on his side was the man that owned him. You know, and this one, the
Yeah, I
man
was
that
surprised by
owned.
that.
So I appreciated that fact, but I did not enjoy the way it played out. It felt very disjointed and kind of messy. like his entire escalation felt like it came out of nowhere. Like it got more violent and more violent and more violent out of nowhere. Yeah, it didn't work for me either.
Like we were talking about in the first video, I'm a little upset about how the mom dies and how like he barely like he's just reuniting with her. They finally like said, okay, we're gonna be mother and son, and then she's dead, and then she's dead
That
by the
was,
guy who you thought was
it
your
was,
friend or something.
it was terrible. It was terrible.
And then he doesn't even he's like, he
Yeah.
doesn't like react or anything.
That was the exact face he made. The exact face. Just like stares into space, looks around, doesn't react. Russell Crowe would have nailed that scene. He would
I
have
mean,
nailed the scene.
I is it unfair to compare him to Russell Crowe? Because they're different characters. They're different.
I just feel even if it's a different character,
Definitely.
you have a responsibility to bring a cathartic response in that moment. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like I said, Paul Mescal is not a bad actor. It could be the writing. It could very well be the writing. But I do feel like
He doesn't have the
he,
energy that Russell Crowe had. Even if it's a
yeah.
different character, you still have to bring a level of intensity. And he's good sometimes, but it's like a TV movie performance.
What does he say in the arena? Number one, father, husband, what, father to a dead son,
Oh, great line.
husband to a dead wife, something like that. Like, it's just the
My name
way
is
things.
Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, and loyal servant to the true emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Again, the writing in number one,
And his delivery. And his delivery.
and the
Holy
delivery.
moly, right?
It's they. I mean, there's not one sequence in this film that I could point to that even comes close, like remotely close to that scene. Not that it really like had to be that good. There's like nothing even comes close because the writing does not do anybody any favor. So.
Why did they make this?
And that is my entire point. I don't believe the movie is justified. You know, if you're going to make a sequel, I feel like it needs to be justified, and I don't think they justified it.
Yes. I wonder if we're getting movies like this, like also Beetlejuice 2 and this one, because they're the same directors coming back. I wonder if that's kind of like before they end their career, they want to be the ones to make the sequel in case someone else tries to make it later or in case it never gets made. So they're like, I want to do Beetlejuice 2. I want to do Gladiator 2 myself, even if it's not the best, but I want to be the one who does it. Do you think that's part of it?
It very well could be. I just know, I mean, Ridley Scott has been kind of circling back to a lot of his like old work. You know, he did not touch Alien for like decades. And then he brought back up Prometheus.
And he was still, was he, how involved was he with Blade Runner? I think he like gave it his blessing, right? At least.
He did. And I think he was somewhat involved, but with the director, like
Denny was kind of like, hey, give me
yeah,
some space.
Denis Villeneuve, you don't really have to be that involved. A brilliant director. It's just the fact that I just think he's like, he's up there. Like, is he in his 80s now? I think.
Probably. 86.
I'm saying,
God
I'm
bless
just
him.
saying.
Actually, in 10 days he's gonna turn 87. His birthday is the end
He's
of November.
older than Joe Biden, bro. I'm just saying.
Happy early birthday, Mr. Scott.
Yeah, he's very, even with all my complaints, even with all my nitpicks and everything, I think it is a product of a director that has age. I think he's I do hold a dear place in my heart for Ridley Scott. And I do believe that even though this is not the sequel that I wanted, we're never going to get another Ridley Scott. We're never going to get this kind of like huge spectacle again from, I don't know anybody who does period warfare the way he does. It's kind of like Tony Scott, his brother. I miss Tony Scott. I really do. Nobody can frame an interrogation or a surveillance room sequence the way Tony Scott does. Like, do you know very many Tony Scott movies? He did Enemy of the State, The Last Boy Scout. A lot of his rooms, like a lot of his like filming, like have backdrops of windows, go on bright windows that like light the room up.
Okay, cool.
I miss his brother, and you're never gonna get the Scott. And even though I'm very critical of this film, I appreciate this director so much because I don't know how much Tommy got left with that guy.
Do you want him to
Yeah.
do Gladiator 3 next, or do you want him to try to do his third Prometheus movie next, or something original? Supposing this could be possibly his last movie.
I think Ridley Scott should do another smaller film. Like, it doesn't got to be like too
Ha It
small.
doesn't have to be another Napoleon or Gladiator, something small.
Yeah, I think something small. Like, give him another. I don't want. Don't do Hannibal. But something like something more. I would just love to see the director take on something a little more minimal and personal before he goes. But I deeply admire the filmmaker. He's had a lot. He's a he has had a lot of hits and misses in the past 10 years. And even in spite of all that, we're just, yeah.
You know what's pretty incredible? I was just realizing because I looked up his birthday, 1937. That means he was 42 just when he made Alien. When he made Alien, he was already 42.
Yeah.
Can you
Old.
believe that? Relatively old, and he's had such an incredible long career after that. It's never too old to follow your dreams.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying. When he mean Gladiator, he was already very old.
John, it's not too late for you. You can still make your Alien.
Hey, you
You
never
could be
know.
the next Ridley Scott with a long career ahead of you.
Do we have anything else we want to touch on? I mean,
I think I hit all my notes.
what do you think about the? I mean, I know you like the. I
Oh, I
know
wanted to
you.
say the music. I talked about the music in my solo review. I really like the score on this one. The music's really good. You can't hear it because of the sound design and the loud effects and all that crap. There's a nice score here. It's just buried.
And that's honestly another big complaint I have. Every time, like they talk about, every time they re reference Maximus, that soaring score from the first comes creeping back in, and your heart like melt, you know. And then it goes back to the new one, and I miss the way the first one felt.
Yeah,
Like,
of course. Yeah.
I miss the way the first one felt. It's not like it's not terrible. Like, it's not like. I think it's a good score, but I still prefer number one
Yeah.
score.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That first movie's a
Yeah.
5 out of 5. And this one's just
Yeah,
like 3. You know, it's just a movie. It's nothing exceptional. It's just another bang, boom, bomb, boom action movie. The end. It's 3 hours and like, give me a bathroom break.
right. Again, a beautiful garbage fire.
I wouldn't even call it beautiful or a garbage fire as just 3 hours of my time.
Anyway,
Anyway, I saw Paddington also. I have a video up for that. Paddington was nice.
I love the juxtaposition. Better
Also, a little bit disappointing as a sequel, but a better time. Go watch Paddington.
I still need to see Paddington too. I hear it's delightful, purely delightful.
I did like a marathon of all three movies. Yeah, great. I recommend it. If you want something to watch, don't watch Gladiator. Go watch Paddington. Anyway, are we good?
I think we're good. I think I'm said
Thank you
all I need to
guys.
say about this movie.
Thank you all for watching this. Again, if you have not seen, we did an earlier non-spoiler review. Check that out. I also did an instant reaction review. Check that out. I think we also have articles on our website about this. Check that out. Gladiator 2 season. It stinks, but we're here for you. So if you liked this review, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. If you want Gladiator 3, let us know. If you don't want it, also let us know. Give us your thoughts. I'm Vin. You
And
can
we,
find it.
just real quick, and we need 1,000 followers,
1,000
subscribers.
followers. We're getting close. Keep them coming.
Yeah, subscribe.
I'm Vin. You can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Vin Writes Words.
I am John, and you can follow me at John Movie Watch and Blue Sky, but I don't remember my handle at the moment. So,
Be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Twitter and Blue Sky at My Cosmic Circus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the one you just watched. Thanks, guys. See you next time. Bye.
bye.